Hello, ladies. Welcome back to the show. We all know those infamous before and after photos that are posted all over social media that personally drive me insane. Typically, there will be comments under all of them. And one of the most common questions is typically, how did you do it? How did you get to where you wanted to go? How did you lose the weight? And the answers are mostly always the same in some variation. It could be intermittent fasting. I ate less carbs. I counted my calories. I ate less calories. I ate more protein. I strength trained. But the missing piece from all of that, from the before to the after, is what a lot of people call motivation. But I think it's really how they were able to overcome any of the obstacles that came along the way, which were inevitable, but that were able to help them continue to push forward. What was that mindset? And that's why those pictures drive me insane, because they don't talk about the mindset piece. It's assumed that when they started to where they got, they had this linear growth and push forward with this motivation that even if it took them a year, we assume that they were motivated for that entire time, which obviously didn't happen because motivation doesn't work that way. And motivation is fleeting and motivation just doesn't last that long. When you look back at your own life and the times where you were maybe really stuck in what you were trying to achieve, or you were not able to get to the goal that you want. Maybe you're even there right now where you feel like you're not making progress, you're feeling unmotivated. I think a lot of times there is this failure to acknowledge that there are obstacles along the way that maybe you didn't see, or there could be obstacles that are presenting itself to you, although you don't want them, that maybe are presenting itself as opportunities and really kind of getting on that. As humans, we struggle with perceived obstacles. I mean, I do. I don't know if you do, but I'm assuming you do. And a lot of times when we feel like there's these obstacles, we don't take action or we stop taking action. Maybe we feel paralyzed. Maybe we start to feel unmotivated or we're really having a hard time making progress. We may feel frustrated or helpless. But avoiding these obstacles or avoiding anticipating or reframing these obstacles really puts us in a place that we become deprived of the very skills that we would need to develop in order to achieve the goal that we want. And that after picture that we're all trying to achieve. As with any journey, including our journey into getting to the best place with our health and our wellness, and any journey that you take in general is going to be fraught with opportunities. And maybe even sometimes they're disguised opportunities. They're not something that is shooting out to you that this is a great opportunity. But there's also going to be obstacles that come up along the way inevitably. In this episode, we are going to explore how to distinguish between opportunities and obstacles in regards to our health journey, and how reframing some of those challenges or what we see as obstacles as really opportunities that can help empower us to overcome those hurdles and get to achieve our health goals, get closer to our health goals, and maybe even get to where you are having that after picture that you desire. We are going to talk about 5 different things that I think will kind of help us get there. So listen in. Welcome to the Whole Health Empowerment Project podcast. This show is for women over 40 who are trying to create balance in their life when it comes to food, body, self-care, and wellness. You struggle to put yourself first, to maintain consistency when something isn't perfect, or maybe you feel like you don't have enough time or willpower to achieve the goals you desire. I'm your host, Tricia Stefankowitz, registered dietitian, nutritionist. I've worked with women like you achieve their goals by focusing on the next best step, no matter how messy, and meeting you where you are right now. In this show, you'll learn practical information, actionable strategies, and mindset tweaks so that you can feel healthier, more comfortable in your body, and make choices that work for your life. Come join me in failing forward one imperfect step at a time into the journey of health, wellness, and self-care. Welcome to your new project. Before we start, let's talk about what is considered an opportunity and what is considered an obstacle. Opportunities are typically circumstances that we perceive as favorable and that can be really positive in our health journey. This could be that perhaps you are discovering something about yourself and some of the beliefs that you believe and the values that you believe and the motivations that you have. And it's this idea that you're able to really learn something about yourself. And so then you see that you perceive this as something favorable. You can do this by having some kind of self-reflection that you're able to look at your past behaviors and see and have some kind of some insight that maybe you were trying to get. And it ultimately leads to personal growth and transformation. And this is what we always see on these before and after pictures. And this is part of our health journey, that it's not just the obstacles, but it's these really great opportunities. And so much of the time, we really spend time on the favorite part, the self-reflection and this belief that we've gained. Also, there's this growth and learning that happens where we encounter new experiences and we expand our knowledge and we're learning new things about what works for us. And they help us to adapt these skills that are really great and can make our lifestyles turn into habits. And especially when it comes to our health, we start to make really informed, important decisions based on all that we've learned. And overall, we become empowered where we can take ownership of our health, and the choices that we make about our health align with who we are and the goals and the values that we have. And we start to embrace our agency and cultivate a sense of control over our health journey. And that's probably the goal for every one of us. Obstacles are typically things that we perceive as challenges or barriers that make it hard for us to get to where we want to be when it comes to our health. There's lots of different barriers, but one of the first things we'll talk about is this idea of limited resources. And resources can be anything. It can be that you don't have the time, you don't have the money, maybe you don't have access to the healthcare that you need to get to where you want to be. Perhaps it's that it's very difficult for you to prioritize your health and well-being. And so this is something that may be holding you back to getting to where you want. Perhaps you have these negative habits or behaviors. We all have something that we don't like that we do. And this can be anything. It can be maybe you're not eating the way that you want, you're not exercising at all or as much as you wish that you could. Maybe you're smoking or drinking too much alcohol. But all of these things are contributing to not achieving your goals. Maybe you have some external factors, such as you have work obligations, you have family responsibilities, you have stress in all parts of your life. Maybe you're taking care of your kids. Maybe you're taking care of your sick parents. Maybe you're taking care of both. But all of these things that we perceive as obstacles are really in a place that prevent us from getting to where we want to be. And so we have the choice when we're on any journey that we're doing to decide what we want to see as an obstacle, what is a true obstacle and what we want to see as an opportunity, and really getting to figure out where we are right now, where we want to be, and some questions that can kind of help us what our commitment is going to be, and even trying to figure out where we are right now. So some of the things that I would say first in terms of the questions to kind of help yourself is to figure out if you are having an obstacle that's presenting itself to you or an opportunity when it comes to your health journey. So when you're thinking about what you're trying to do, what are your immediate thoughts about why you're doing it? Do you immediately focus on the negative aspects or the limitations of what it is that's challenging you? That would be perceived as an obstacle. We all do that. And by the way, these are all really normal. It's just trying to figure out a way to help you through it and to help me and help all of us through it. Or if you were able to reframe that as an opportunity, could you identify any potential positives or opportunities for growth within the challenge that you're presenting? So I'm going to ask you a couple questions, and then we're going to kind of go into the bigger piece of this, like some of the five things you can do about it. But I do think it's important to ask yourself some of these questions. So the first one was, what were your immediate thoughts about the challenge? The next would be, like, what actions are you taking with the challenge that's ahead of you or that's preventing you from getting to your goal? Do you feel like you're stuck and you're not really sure how to overcome that challenge? Or are you able to identify some actionable steps or strategies to address it? Are you able to reframe this challenge as an opportunity for growth? So can you identify any of the potential silver linings that could be happening if you were able to move forward? Or could you reframe the challenge as an opportunity for learning something for yourself? I think the more important thing is, how do you perceive the challenge that's presenting itself to you? Do you feel like it is so insurmountable that you don't know what to do? Or do you see it as a potential benefit for growth? And also knowing what some of those emotions are. Are you feeling frustrated, or are you seeing it as you're starting to feel motivated to learn? Now, I think some examples for you would be like, right now, what is it that you're really trying to accomplish? Are you trying to eat differently? Are you trying to drink more water? Are you trying to read more books? Are you trying to set boundaries? What is happening, and what is the biggest thing that you feel like you are struggling with right now? And trying to figure out, is there something that is holding you back from making that happen? And if so, what is the connotation on that? Is it something that you feel like you can't get through, seeing it as an obstacle, or does it feel like you can get through? And I suspect that it really also depends on where you're at in terms of your mindset. I think that we're all human. And so, you know, even doing this podcast, sometimes I see it as such an obstacle because I work full time, I'm a single mom, and I have a lot of things that I'm trying to do in terms of taking care of my health. But then it's also for me an opportunity to do what I'm trying to do, which is to empower you to take action so that you don't get to a place that you have chronic diseases that you can't avoid. And so trying to give you a place that you can take action now. And I think that there's periods where there's sometimes where I feel like it's an obstacle and sometimes I feel like it's an opportunity. And so perhaps you're in a place like that too, where you feel like some days you're able to be like, okay, I see the end goal, and then other days you're really struggling. And so let's talk about what to do when you're really struggling, when you're in this place that you are having a hard time getting to make it feel like it's an opportunity. So the number one thing I would say is, what does your mindset look like? I did a podcast episode a while ago, and I don't even have it off the top of my head, but I will put it in the show notes, about this idea of a growth mindset. So a mindset shift may be needed for you in order to get to a place that you can see whatever challenge is presenting itself to you as a way that maybe you can start to see it as an opportunity for growth and learning. By viewing challenges as just temporary setbacks rather than something that is insurmountable, we can approach them more with resilience and determination, and we can start to be more consistent on our path to getting towards our goal. This idea is called a growth mindset. So there are two different mindsets, and that's what I did the previous episode on. We have first a growth mindset, and we also have a fixed mindset. And mindset is basically, this growth mindset idea was basically based on the psychologist Carol Dweck, and she wrote a book, and it's called, I think it's called like Mindset, the New Psychology for Success. And in her book, Carol Dweck talks about what a growth mindset is. So it's typically this mindset where you are embracing challenges, that individuals that have a growth mindset can see challenges for opportunities for growth and learning. And that even if you don't feel like you have those skills right now, that you're able to develop those skills through dedication and effort and hard work and perseverance. There is this emphasis on effort, that when you have a growth mindset, you're able to start to prioritize effort over the outcome. So you don't get focused on the outcome and maybe not achieving it, but you're more focused on the effort that you're putting into it. So when we think about weight loss, I feel like effort and outcome is something that I feel like sometimes gets so lost, because we may feel like we're putting a lot of effort in, but the outcome isn't what we desire. And so with a growth mindset, you're really focusing on the effort, which would be the behaviors that you're doing to get to the outcome. Because if you're always just focused on the outcome, you're going to miss the behaviors, or it's going to be really hard for you to maintain those behaviors if you don't get the outcome that you want. And for weight loss, that happens to be typically the scale. So you may feel like you're doing all these really great behaviors and you've been doing them a long time, but then you don't get the outcome that you wanted, which is the scale number to be different. And so it takes away all the work that you've been doing, all of the behaviors that you have been doing, if you focus primarily on the outcome. And you're not even able to see the little things along the way that maybe you're missing all the really great things because you're so focused on the outcome. And then a lot of times, which I'm sure all of us have experienced, that you just give up because you're not getting the outcome that you want. So really focusing on the effort here, like what are the behaviors that you're doing to get you to the goal? Because if you keep focusing on the behaviors, eventually you'll get the outcome that you want in some way or another. But if you are too focused on the outcome, you may give up before you actually get to the outcome that you desire. Another characteristic of a growth mindset is that you are able to learn from your setbacks, that you can see these setbacks or these obstacles, which will come along the way, which are part of the journey, which are the whole messy middle part of getting to your goal, that you can overcome these obstacles, that they're only temporary, and that with perseverance and adaptability, you're going to be able to develop strategies along the way to really help you get to where you want to be. You're also going to be someone who is embracing feedback, that you can use feedback for learning and improvement. When we first start something, especially if it's new, it is so hard to get that feedback because we feel like it feels so negative sometimes. But knowing that when we're getting some feedback, it's really meant for us to be open to it so that we can learn and improve, and that this feedback can be constructive and it can be an opportunity for us to identify areas where perhaps we need to facilitate some changes for growth and development to occur. And then lastly, with the growth mindset, it helps us have resilience, that this growth mindset fosters resilience and perseverance, even when there challenges. So we're not going to give up because we're like, we feel like we have something that we can do to change the outcome, and that we are responsible for the outcome, and that we feel very empowered in terms of what the things that we're doing to get to the goal. In a fixed mindset, typically we are in a place that we are avoiding challenges and we are shying away from situations where we might fail. And we believe that the fear of failure will reflect poorly on how people perceive us. And I know we all do this. I for sure do this, where I don't want to try something new because I don't want to fail. And this is a really big mindset that I think a lot of us have. And so kind of really starting to identify if maybe this is something that is preventing you from achieving what you're trying to achieve. We, with a fixed mindset, there is this greater importance placed on the talent or intelligence of the person than on the effort or the growth. So we feel like, okay, well, it should come naturally to us. And if it doesn't, we're just going to give up. Whereas in a growth mindset, there's more of a focus on that we have control and that we can be persistent and that we can impact and grow, whether we have the ability right now to do so or not. But there's always that feeling that we can do more and that we can achieve more and that we're not limited by just our natural like talent or intelligence. In a fixed mindset, we become really fixated on failure and setbacks. And we interpret those setbacks as evidence to support whatever we're believing about ourselves. So if you feel like you're so dumb and then you say something that doesn't align with that or you fail, then it just continues to promote that feeling. So you, in this mindset, you may attribute failure to the lack of some kind of ability that you have and to factors that are like you're in this place that you don't feel like you can control the factors. Whereas in a growth mindset, you feel like, okay, if I redefine what effort I'm doing or maybe the strategy or, you know, try to do something differently, that you can get to what you're trying to achieve. In a fixed mindset, you're also rejecting any feedback. You may be defensive or resistant to feedback. And we've all been there. I mean, who hasn't been? And we may perceive this feedback as something very personal about our self-image or a belief that we have about ourselves that is just then being verified based on the feedback that we get. And you may feel like the feedback that you are getting is personal, may feel like a personal attack. And you may be really reluctant to get feedback from other people because you don't want it unless it's good. And certainly, I mean, as a people pleaser myself, that is something that happens that I feel like I really struggle with. So perhaps maybe you struggle with that too. And then also in a fixed mindset, you may have avoidant behaviors where you're shying away from challenges or you're shying away from making any changes that you think you'll fail at because you don't want it to ruin your self-esteem or you're trying to protect your self-esteem and you're trying to avoid any discomfort or failure that you're feeling. But what the important thing to know is that in order to really get to a place that you are going from that before to after picture, a growth mindset is needed in some of these things, as that's where the learning happens. And that's where the belief in our abilities that we can make change and that we're capable of change and that we can continue to dedicate our time and our hard work to getting there will actually take us there. So embracing a growth mindset allows us to approach obstacles with resilience, with curiosity, and a willingness to learn from our setbacks. So that's the first thing, is really trying to figure out where your mindset is about the thing that you're trying to change the most in your life. Do you feel like it's a mostly fixed mindset where you're really struggling and you are trying to avoid because you think it's really hard and uncomfortable? Or are you in a place that you're willing to start working towards being more curious and feeling like you are a little bit more empowered to do the work and to keep moving forward every day. The next thing is to create and cultivate this idea of adaptability, that you are able to adapt and adjust your approach in response to any of the challenges or the changing circumstances that are presenting itself to you. Because having flexibility and resilience is really important in trying to find success on your health journey. I'm thinking about like if you decided that you were going to eat a certain way today, or perhaps you decided that you were going to do something in terms of physical activity and something came up. And so what adaptability here means is that you don't give up completely, that you adapt to what is presenting itself to your day. So if you end up having to eat out and that was one of your goals that you didn't want to do, would be to adapt to that. How can you change what it is that you have to eat out? How can you change that so it facilitates you getting towards your goal instead of just being like, I'm going to give up? And if you're somebody who said, I'm going to exercise today, like how do you do that? How do you adapt when you can't do it? Is it, I'll do it tomorrow and then you never do it? Or is it, all right, instead of doing, you know, a half an hour, I'm just going to do 15 minutes. That's what's more important, because the whole goal here is maintaining consistency. Once you get to a place that you're not able to adapt, it's really hard to maintain that consistency. And I think it's important to do things most days as opposed to not doing them at all. And all it takes is one day where you don't do it, and then it becomes a second day and a third day. So one of the ways that you can be consistent is if you can adapt. And even if the day isn't how you wanted it to be, to make what changes you can to that will keep you in line with what you're trying to achieve so that you can maintain that consistency. And I think this is probably one of the biggest things for people, is that it's that all or nothing mentality. And so all of that adaptability and resilience goes out the window, and then so too does the goal. And again, you're not doing it as consistently, and then over time, you get to a place where you've completely given up. So adaptability is something that I think is really important. The next thing when it comes to trying to figure out where you're at and how you can change some of these things that feel like obstacles into opportunities is trying to figure out what your perspective is here, and do you need a shift in it? So a lot of times when we're faced with an obstacle, our initial reaction is that we feel defeated, frustrated, discouraged. I feel all those things. But maybe we can get to a place that we can think a little bit about our perspective and see it through a different lens. So instead of seeing something as a roadblock, maybe we can see it as like, okay, maybe I need to learn something from this. Is there an opportunity here? This can also be like your silver lining that, you know, maybe there's a lesson that can be learned here, a new skill that can be acquired. A lot of times when I'm doing something, it takes me so long to do things and I get so frustrated that things take me so long to do that it feels like an obstacle most of the time, and it allows me, or it feels like sometimes that I don't know how I'm going to move forward. But one of the things that has helped me with some things is to see it as like, okay, well, I'm going to learn some things. I'm going to learn new skills, and there's going to be something positive that comes from this. And so perhaps for you, having that shift in perspective, instead of being like, oh my gosh, this journey is going to take so long, maybe look at it and reframe it as, wow, there's going to be so many things that I'm going to learn about myself along this way. One of the other things that I think helps with changing this perspective or having this perspective is practicing gratitude, because there's nothing else that changes perspective more than gratitude. When you're able to stop focusing on all the negative things and focus on the positive things that are happening to you, it really has the potential to focus on the things that can help you grow. And I think it helps you really get to a place that you can start to see the lessons learned and you can appreciate some of the obstacles and reframe them as opportunities that you can grow from. And so practicing gratitude is something that if you're really having a time-changing perspective, starting to really focus on the things that you're grateful for or the things that are positive in your life, I think will help allow you to get to that place that you can shift perspective a little easier than not practicing gratitude at all. The fourth thing I would say would be to focus on solutions. So a lot of times when we're feeling really frustrated and we feel like something feels insurmountable, it's very easy to dwell on the problem at hand. And if you are a worrier or someone with anxiety, it is very, very easy to focus on the problem. But perhaps we can start to focus our energy on finding the solution and identifying things that we can do and actionable steps that will help you overcome the obstacle that can be a solution instead of focusing on the negative. This shift in focus from dwelling on the problem to trying to figure out what a solution can be to that problem can help empower you to take proactive steps towards resolution. And in the end, it's going to create more resilience for you because you're able to problem solve your way. And so on any journey that you take, you're going to feel a little bit more confident in the idea that you can figure it out as you go along. And it's going to help you be able to take that step forward because a lot of times we get stuck at the beginning because we don't know what the journey looks like. But if we're able to develop that a little bit more of that confidence, feeling like that we can be adaptable and we can figure it out as we go, we're going to be much more apt to start the journey because we're not going to get so hyper-focused on the details that may prevent us from getting started to begin with. And lastly, let's view setbacks as stepping stones. So for number five, let's see setbacks as an inevitable part of any journey that you are going to venture on, including your health journey. Instead of viewing your setback as a failure or a reason that you need to give up, see it as a valuable learning experience and that you need to go through this to get to the ultimate goal, the after picture that you so desire. Each setback provides an opportunity to reassess your approach, figure out what is working, what isn't working, learn from any mistakes that you may have made, and course correct so that you can keep moving forward and be consistent with it. If you never do that, if you never are able to reassess your approach, then you're never going to get to a point that you can course correct some of the things, and you're not going to be able to get to where you want to be. So by reframing setbacks and seeing them as stepping stones as necessary on your path to discovery, you can start to get a sense of optimism and resilience, and it's going to help you keep moving forward no matter how hard any of the things that you think you can achieve and how it becomes a little bit more achievable because you're like, okay, this is just part of it. And I need to go through this to kind of figure out what's working and what isn't working and to see it as an opportunity to learn from and to look at things and have some self-reflection on what could be different. So all of these things are going to help you once you're able to really start to think about what is and what are some of the challenges that you're facing right now that are presenting itself to you and trying to figure out if they are in fact obstacles or if they can be an opportunity for growth. Once you start to really distinguish that, you can start to become empowered to approach challenges with a more positive and proactive mindset, which will ultimately lead to greater growth and success and consistency when it comes to meeting your goals. Navigating all of the complexities that are happening on your health journey really requires us to be able navigating the complexities of your health journey requires you to be able to distinguish between what is an opportunity and what is an obstacle, and then how you're going to approach that. Are you going to approach that you are not able to take action, or are you going to approach it with this idea that you're going to learn to be resilient and determined and you're going to take a growth mindset? By reframing these challenges as opportunities for growth and empowerment rather than something that keeps you stuck, you can start to seize opportunities and work towards achieving the health goals that you desire with grace and resilience. And remembering that it's not about the obstacles you face, but how you respond to them that shapes your health journey and ultimately determines what your success will be. So today, I would say to you, start thinking about some of the things that are presenting itself as challenges and trying to figure out if there's a way that you can do something different or reframe them, those challenges, or have a different perspective. Because embracing the journey that the obstacles present is going to help you trust your ability to navigate the twists and turns of your health and ultimately remind you that it's not about the destination. It's not about the after picture, although I think that's what we all think it is, but it's about the journey itself that's going to be where the most growth happens. And that's what's going to help shape us into the healthiest, happiest versions that we are striving to be right now. So I thank you guys for listening. I will put freebies in the show notes. And I will also put that Carol Dweck book, like the information about that, in the show notes. And anything else you need about me and how to contact me is probably also in the show notes. So I hope you guys have a great weekend, and thank you so much for listening today. Thanks so much for listening to this episode. If you found value in this podcast, please rate, review, or subscribe on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. Don't forget to share this episode with your friends. Together, we can take tiny, imperfect steps towards creating the whole health we desire and deserve. Don't forget to grab your freebie. You can find the link in your show notes or over at trishard.com. I'll see you back here next week.